Welcome to Unfold Geely, a podcast that dives deep into the behind the scenes of the automotive giant Geely. This is a brand new podcast that focuses on the people who contribute to the Geely brand, their stories and experiences. This podcast aims to share an in-depth look at what drives Geely, the people, the products, the services, and most of all, our passion. We aim to share our thoughts on the future of the automotive industry. Today, we have invited Richard Chen, who has been working extensively on the exciting new electric car brand from Geely Auto, Geometry. Richard will be sharing with us how electric car brands have been rapidly developing for the past few years in the Chinese market and how Chinese consumers are reacting to them. Today, we're here with Richard Chen, Deputy General Manager of Geometry Cars, the leading electric car brand from Geely Auto. Thank you for coming, Richard.
My pleasure.
So you've been with Geely now for the past 2 years.
Two and a half,
nearly 3 years.
Yeah.
And now you're working solely on Geometry.
I have another dual assignment, by the way, with Wenpei, for the Geely Holding Group's Asia Games, which is taking place in Hangzhou in 2022. I'm proudly the team leader for that initiative.
Okay, that sounds good. But today we really want to hear about how Chinese consumers are taking to electric vehicles. And the Geometry brand seems to have been doing pretty well for the past year.
Probably not as fantastic as we want it to be, but it's really catching up. If you look at the market in general, the Chinese market is already the largest EV market in the world, with over 1 million units sold every year. Initially, unfortunately, the Chinese consumer's perception to electric cars is low cost, low reliability, a cheap alternative of urban mobility in the Chinese cities. The EV technology back then, especially the battery and electric motor technology, was not very sophisticated. The initial phase of EV development was heavily driven by government subsidies and city traffic control regulations and car license policies. As a result, over 200 Chinese companies jumped on the opportunities and made mainly very low-end, unreliable, shabby products in order to profit from the state subsidies.
So Geometry's goal is to go high-end, premium?
Sure. Yeah, in comparison, if you look at those companies and the products they made, they were actually perceived by consumers as a scam, unfortunately. But the state governments later identified the problem and made resolute rectification by substantially cutting the subsidy and punished some of the companies with hefty fines. People call those shabby products as industrial garbage.
Okay.
So. But the emergence of Tesla as a high-intelligence, high-performance pure electric car was a real game changer. People today have already come to terms that electric vehicle can be premium, can be with high performance, and many of the customers already believe that electrification finally might really become the true future. However, most of the Chinese families still can afford only one car for the household. So the so-called range anxiety still is the primary concern when people make EV purchase decisions. So that is pretty much the current situation in the Chinese EV market.
Okay. Yeah. So you launched the Geometry A, this compact sedan, about a year ago, I think.
Yep, that's
over
right.
Over a year ago. Well, yeah. What's the range of that now? There's three models?
The first model we launched initially was like 500 kilometers.
Plenty.
And we tested in the real environments. It can actually do 500 kilometers, not on paper. So what we are trying to tell the consumers is that the range we tell the customer is authentic. That is very important.
What you're selling is what you get, basically.
Yeah. And another focus is the longevity of the battery pack. We are targeting minimum fading for the battery pack after 200,000 kilometers. So those cars have been tested in the real world, especially on the Taotao limousine service.
Sure, you're on your Taotao mobility service. I've seen quite a few A's. How are they doing?
Some of them, surprisingly, they already surpassed 500,000 kilometers mark. and they're performing wonderfully with minimum fading. So people seem, the drivers seem to like the vehicle. Also, if you use the Tata Limousine app, the price for the Geometry A is a little bit higher than other cars, just, but people like it. And our drivers also like the car better.
Mm, but it's only been available for, what, 3-4 months? How did they get to 200,000 so fast?
Actually, it's been almost a year when some of the Geometry A had been used by Tata Limousine.
Okay. Wow.
It's been tested.
Okay. That's super cool. And your next car is the Geometry
C.
C.
Yeah.
Crossover, hatchback, SUV.
Yeah.
Okay. How is the range of that so far?
The range has been increased to 550 kilometers. I think for 99% of the use, you already have a peace of mind. It's more than enough.
Sure. It looks pretty cool as well. It's not that expensive either. It's, what, 130,000 RMB rising?
Yeah, taking consideration of the national subsidy, because you don't get it anyway, is promised. So for the, we are officially launched the product in the first week of August. So we will release the official MSRP by then.
I saw you did it in Shenzhen last week.
Shenzhen is a debut.
Debut?
Yeah. With the indicative pricing.
Okay.
But that is not the official announcement.
So the indicative pricing, I remember, was about 130,000 RMB, which is about $20,000.
Yeah.
For a car capable of 550 kilometers range. Sure. Yeah. That is fantastic. Yeah. That value cannot be beat.
If you look at the feature list of the car, you will be surprised that it is loaded with so many safety and ambient features that normally can only be found on premium international brands. To name a few, the LKA, lane keeping, DOW, when you open the door, there's door warning, ACC with stop and go, the blind stop detection, rear and front collision warning, and OTA capabilities.
Wow.
This cute little car actually is loaded with 3 millimeter wave readers, 12 supersonic readers, and 6 built-in cameras. So in the future, when there's a software upgrade, then your car can enjoy more features, possibly with more range, with the battery management system, and a higher level of ADAS through OTA. So this car can actually grow with you.
Excellent. Are you driving one every day?
Not yet. We have a test vehicle being driven by my colleagues and myself. People really like the car. We're trying to make sure that the dealers across the country can get the first batch of vehicles before us.
Mm.
So I think after our product launch in August, in most of the Chinese cities, the consumers will have access to the vehicle.
I'm a big fan. So who are the consumer base for Geometry? Is there any specific demographics? Are they young people, middle-aged people, older people? Are they new people to Hangzhou, new people to Shanghai?
First of all, I try to avoid stereotyping for customers' images. But as you said, most of the customers, existing customers, are relatively younger and technology-driven customers in major Chinese cities who have a greater level of acceptance to electrification. But the decision of purchase is also related to various traffic and license restrictions in the cities. The Geometry C, of course, as a pure electric vehicle, can solve those problems. The customers typically have a different outlook on life and really enjoy buying and using high technology products. However, in the long run, we are looking at an irreversible trend of electrification, regardless of age or gender group. When the tipping point finally comes, this transition can take place with amazing speed and momentum. Yeah, it can apply to anyone.
Mm. So you see a day in the future where you yourself will be driving an electric car every day?
I used to be a petrol head, to be honest. The cliche would be V8 engine, rear-wheel drive, very noisy. I still keep one or two of those cars as a hobby or as a reminiscence. But it is undeniable that the era of electrification will come and is coming, whether you like it or not. That's my personal belief.
Okay.
I have to come to terms with it.
Okay. So geometry seems to be doing a few things differently. Online sales, healthy materials, very futuristic designs. Why?
First of all, Geely Auto in general is always looking at working closely with consumers and try to understand their pain point so we can remain competitive with the evolution of the market demand. What you mentioned is just one example. When you look at the logo of geometry, you can see the logo itself carries much younger and more modern feel, which looks more appropriate on electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. On our first car, the Geometry A, we offered mainly value-add customer features like unlimited 4G data use, lifelong roadside assistance, lifelong warranty.
Lifelong warranty for the battery pack.
Yeah, for the first user.
Okay.
Because when the car changed hands, you have lost control of the car condition.
Exactly.
And free lifelong commercial charging at geometry charging stations and free home charging equipment with free installation.
Wow. I didn't know you got free charging.
Yeah. Currently, we do not have as many as charging poles as Tesla, but we're really catching up. And we have a benefit of being a member of the larger Geely Holding Group. So in the future, we're exploring the possibility of gaining synergy between the brands under Geely Holding Group for the charging convenience. So in the future, you can picture yourself driving any of the electric cars within the Geely Holding Group in a big city in Shanghai. You drive to a mall, there are one or two or even three brands which are part of the Geely Holding Group, a family, and you can use the charging facilities for your car.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, I'd say charging facilities in China are quite advanced compared to, say, Europe or even the USA. Well, what do you think? For example, yesterday I drove to Tonglu, and then on the highway, every service station, there was China State Grid charging facilities. Even outside Geely, there's, 50-something charging stations just downstairs in the yard.
Yes, from my observation, the Chinese infrastructure build-up is different from the Western countries. To give you a feeling, when I went to the Grand Canyon in the United States, I have lost signal on my phone. Can you believe that? A world-level scenic spot with no signal because people are not investing. But in China, because electrification is the government's initiative, and we believe it is the future. So it has been included in the so-called New China Infrastructure Project. So this is just beginning, I think. In the future, the beauty of the Chinese charging system will be the versatility. It is versatile, adaptable to the Chinese standard, the American standard like Tesla, and the European standard. For some of the system that is different from us, we can provide an adapter to our customers so then you can just hook up with other charging posts with different standards. So let me make an analogy. We're making the petrol engine cars. It's very slow, noisy, and emitting a lot of black smoke. So people in horse carriage back then may laugh at the petrol engine cars. But look at here with the development of battery technology, the longer range, and the convenience of charging. In the future, you may actually feel that charging is easier than waiting in the line in a petrol station.
It is for me.
Yeah.
Every third or fourth day, I probably charge up.
That's right. You go to a movie, you go to a restaurant. Yeah. You just
plug in, and the car is full.
Yeah. Ready to go. Also, with the Chinese infrastructure development like the high-speed train, the aviation system, and the highway, the long-distance travel needs previously needed on the cars have been reduced.
Exactly.
It's more like an urban mobility. So 500, 600 kilometers is actually more than enough.
For most people.
For most people, yes. Yeah. If you go to Tibet, it's another story. Exactly. But how many people go to Tibet every day?
Exactly. I think most people, 500-600 kilometers is more than enough.
Yeah.
It just the price needs to come down a little bit.
That's right.
But that would only come with volume, right?
Volume, the scale of economy.
Exactly, exactly. So what's next for geometry?
As your fellow countryman James Bond said, if I tell you too much, I have to kill you.
Okay.
But one thing for certain is that we do have some exciting products planned, of course. All electric, as always. As some of you might already know, Geely Auto and Volvo Cars are jointly developing the next generation EV products on an industry-leading pure electric platform called PMA.
Mm-hmm.
It is a versatile, adaptive platform that can accommodate vehicles of almost all sizes and categories. So we have amazing products with geometry badge in the pipeline, for sure. I'm already looking forward to those products so that Geely Auto can be fully prepared for the exciting challenges in the future of electrification.
So far you've had a geometry A, geometry C.
Yeah.
Are you going to go through the entire alphabet?
That'll be another indication of the success of the brand.
Okay.
If you can go to the end of the alphabet.
Okay. But you haven't done a B.
That's right. You know, I'm not sure about English, but in China, the C position, meaning the center, right? If you're taking a photo, you want to be the C position.
Okay.
So we try to make the little cute SUV to be in the C position of the current market.
Makes sense.
It will be, I think.
Makes sense. And you have another project as well, Geometry Plus.
That's right.
What's this?
In the Geometry project, we will open up the key technologies of geometry vehicles to the world. People can co-create the future cars on this platform with the strong support of Geely Auto Group. One of the topics will be, for example, we will open up the exterior and interior design opportunity to designers from all backgrounds and all walks of life. The winning design will be actually used in the Asian Games in Hangzhou in 2022.
Design for a car or?
The design. I mean, the exterior design.
Exterior design.
Yeah. We're not going to change the panels on the bodywork, but the paintwork on it.
Okay.
Including highlight moments like torch relay and marathon competition. As some of you might already know, the Geometry C has become the official car of 2022 19th Asia Games in Hangzhou. You will see the cute little car appearing in the spotlight, performing important missions with level 4 autonomous driving.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So Geometry Plus is going to be kind of an exploratory lab?
It's an open source collab. A collab is Lincoln Co., but a similar idea.
So an online laboratory where people can share ideas.
Not only sharing ideas, when there's real substantial projects, we will actually sponsor and support the development. For example, a genius from Tsinghua University Automotive Department, if they come up with exciting ideas, GE Holding Group will provide necessary support, plus internal and external funding to nurture the partners.
So this could be a technology or a service or a new kind of idea of any kind, and you guys will give funding or backing to make it happen.
We will officially launch the Geometry Plus together with Geometry C in August. So it will cover design for products and the development in terms of technology and future intelligence of the cars and gaming.
And gaming as well, gaming inside the cars.
Yes.
Fantastic.
When the car is parked.
When the car is parked, of course. I can't be driving and playing games. Okay, well, thank you for your time today, Richard. It's much appreciated.
And my pleasure, too.
Thank you for tuning in today with us. See you next time.